So finally we meet in person. Finally I come face to face with the biggest pain in my ass. You're prettier than I thought you would be. Oh, don't worry, I'm not trying to butter you up. I know that there is no point to that. Look at you. Just look at you. Who knew that such a pretty little thing could cause so much trouble? And you're so proud of yourself, aren't you? Oh, you really are. I can smell the smugness. Tell me, do you see yourself as some kind of, I don't know, social vigilante? A crusading journalist? Because if you do, well, I hate to break it to you, not really the case. You have a shitty blog full of conspiracy theories. No one really cares. You're right. I care. I care because you are causing trouble. But not as much trouble as you think. You're not half as important as you think you are. You know, I could have had you taken out. What do I mean by taken out? What do you think I mean? I could have had you killed. That is what I ordinarily do with nobodies. But you're a big-mouthed nobody with a small following. And I don't want waves. I don't want trouble. All I wanted was somewhere to call home. Simple as that. But for some reason, you have a big problem with that. There you go with all your conspiracy theories. So what if I was buying property in a neighborhood? People do that. Oh, they don't do that here. Why? Because this neighborhood is a dump. It is. This part of the city is a nightmare. No one wants to be here. No one wants to live here, not willingly. This is where people come when they don't have a choice. This is the part of the city that everyone pretends isn't there. Of course it's a dump. Oh, but you think it's special, don't you? Because it's home. Do you think anyone really cares? I mean, not even the people who live here care. There's no sense of neighborly pride. The gangs carve this place up like a pie. And the cops don't care. No one cares. No one but you. The neighborhood protector. And that is such a shame. It really, really is, because you, oh, you have so much potential. I can smell the potential. The richness in your blood. The possibility. You could be so much more. You're resourceful. I mean, look at all those property records that you managed to dig up. You're intelligent. You're resourceful. You're awfully pretty. You could do anything you wanted. But no. All that potential and you just wasted it. investigative journalism. The fancy term for being a nosy Parker. Because really, that's all you are. You're nosy. Only this time. You stumbled onto something, didn't you? What did you expect me to deny? What would be the point of that? You've got good instincts. You know that there's something wrong. That there's something a little bit off. You're just very wrong about what it is. I'm not a slum landlord. There is no grand plan to regenerate the area. What would be the point? This neighborhood is perfect as it is. Oh, I know, I said it's a dump. I said that no one cares, and that is exactly what I want. This is the perfect home for my kind. My kind. You have no idea what's going on, do you? Of course you don't. Because you are small-minded. Really, the hints are all there. I mean, it's text black. Have you never read Dracula? Oh no. I don't think you will be going. I think you're going to sit right there. We're talking. You wouldn't want to be rude, would you? Since you're not connecting the dots, I'll connect them for you. Don't you think I'm awfully pale? Unhealthily pale? Pale as a corpse, you might say. And what about the way I dress? So old-fashioned. So much black. Surely you're catching on now. Oh, you are? So you know that I'm a goth. You think I'm a goth? Wow. Wow. That is, Here. Why don't I help you out a little bit more? May I have your hand? Don't worry. Well, I was going to say it won't hurt, but it might a little. But aren't you curious? I know you are. I can smell it on you. Thank you. Such a nice hand. Such a nice wrist. Such nice veins. You're getting nervous. And with good reason. Oh, I love the look of panic on your face. Yes, I did just bite you. Yes, I am crazy. I'm also a vampire. A vampire. It's not like I'm not a stereotype. It's not like I'm not a vampiric cliche. It's obvious what I am. Well, I think it's obvious, but apparently not. Not in a neighborhood where no one cares. No one but you, that is. But you were too caught up in your schemes and your conspiracies. I was blatant. And still, not a single clue. Sweet. All that potential just wasted. You see, Being a vampire in the modern world is a little bit complicated. So many records, so many cameras, so many people caring about the little details. But not here. No one cares if people go missing here. Everyone's so concerned with themselves. It's perfect. The perfect home for me and my family. Until there was a little wrinkle in the plan. You. You with your blog. Oh no. You weren't a threat. Your pissy little blog is not a threat, but it is a potential problem. When someone shouts loudly, someone might look. And I really do not want eyes on this neighborhood. So, I need you to quieten down. Oh, you're not going to do that, are you? You're going to tell everyone that vampires are invading the neighborhood? Are you listening to yourself? You're going to tell everyone that there are vampires invading the neighborhood. They'll think you're crazy. Of course, there's always that one person who will believe you, and that could be a problem for me. So, that is why I agreed to meet you. I needed to talk to you face to face. I needed you close. Why? Because I'm going to turn you. I'm going to make you one of us. Make you my child. You don't have a choice. You're already feeling a little weak, aren't you? All that blood loss. Now I could let you die. You're nobody. I should let you die. But you've got potential. And I can use potential. I like potential. And you are very pretty. So no, you're not going to die. Well, you will die, but you'll come back. And it's going to be excruciatingly painful. But I'll be there to hold you, to stroke your hair, to guide you, to use that potential to my own gain. Now don't you wish that you had not have been so nosy? Well, you know what they say. The truth is so much scarier than fiction. Looks like you're going into shock. Won't be too long now. I want you to feel the last moments. I want you to really feel what you brought on yourself. It's the only way you'll ever learn. And you have a lot to learn. But I know you're going to be stunning. All that potential, all that prettiness. Once we rip the humanity out of you, oh, you are going to be perfect. It's time. This may sting. It's going to hurt like a bitch. Enjoy. I know that I will.